Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
My name is Robert Arney, and I'm showing a charge on my credit card for $7.98. And they put a hold on it because they says it's fraudulent, so I'm trying to find out what it is.
Okay. Can I please have your zip code?
38464.
Okay, and you're, oh, wait, I put that in the wrong one.
That's Lawrenceburg, Tennessee.
Okay, can I please have your first last name one more time?
Robert Arney, A-R-N-E-Y.
Okay, can I please have the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Do what now?
The last four digits of the card that was charged.
Yeah, hang on a second. It's in the other room. I got to go back there. Well, I must have took it to the living room with me. Last four numbers?
Yes, sir.
6284.
And you said Armstrong? No.
Huh?
Armstrong is not the last name, is it?
Nope. No. It's Arney, A-R-N-E-Y.
Okay, can I have the first six digits of the card that was charged?
Do what now?
The first six digits of the card that was charged.
First six. 5239140.
Is there a Diana?
Nope.
Okay. You would need to contact your bank about that one. I wouldn't be able to go further into the account unless the information was verified.
Yeah, because I told them I didn't make the purchase.
Yes.
I wouldn't even know what purchase it was for.
I'd have to get into the account, but you'd have to verify the information that's on the account. But if you don't know who it is, you won't be able to verify the information on the account.
Yeah, because this is, you know, this is the only card, and it's in my name. They want to send me another card, close this card out, send me another one, but it may take a month for it to get it, and this is how I pay my bills.
Yes, sir. You need to contact your bank.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.